Joining us on Gwen and Chris is a friend. Jamie Maggio joins us here. Clippers courtside reporter.
Guys?
Jamie, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Thank you.
That song was butter for your ears, by the way.
It is, right? Good old Christmas vibe. Jamie, you've been following this Clippers team all year long. I know you weren't on the game yesterday, but as we've sitting back and kind of have seen the season unfold, the Clippers don't seem to be in any like hurry to be playing their best. Is the plan to peak towards the end of the season based on their roster?
Isn't that always the plan?
Yeah, that is. That's true.
You want to be playing well down the stretch. And I wouldn't say they're not in any hurry, but they are definitely, you know, I mean, they've had some injuries to start off the year, and they're just trying to, I think, figure out how to play with the pieces that they have. But it's kind of what they were doing last year, too, but just minus the two superstars.
Right.
So my question then is how have those two superstars come in? And it's not an easy process. Obviously, the more you play with the team, the more you get to know them, the more you get acclimated with the offense, with the system. But how have they kind of come in and fit in with the culture from what you've seen?
I think perfectly, and I know that you don't like to talk about the this LA basketball
yeah.
team, but I think they've done a really punk. I think they've done a. I didn't know you were going to preface having me on the show that way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here's a person from the other LA team.
I like talking Clippers. I'll talk Clippers.
I think they've done a good job, but I do think that was sort of what the front office was looking for. Was let's put guys together that have the right mentality, that all have this sort of understated demeanor, that go out and win and they play hard. I think they've done a really good job of assembling the same, and they've talked about that before, putting together the same types of personality that are going to, you know, battle and try to win together.
How have the guys who were on the squad last year, Lou Williams, Patrick Beverly, Montrezl Harrell, they seemingly have just gone as business as usual. How have they got acclimated with their two new teammates? Because, you know, when you bring in two superstars like a Paul George and a Kawhi Leonard, I would assume things have to change a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's kind of the beauty of what's working with the team right now is that, you know, last year there were no big names on the team, and Lou, Pat, and Trez were the names that you read about and the faces that you saw doing the post-game interviews. Lou is still taking his shots.
Yeah.
Pat is still playing his role and getting credit for it. Yeah, Lou still turns it on in the fourth quarter, and he'll take, you know, the game winner. Trez is, I think, flourishing with the two new guys here, because all of them are, really, because now you have two really strong both offensive and defensive players that the other team has to account for. So it's just spreading the floor and giving everybody a chance to do their work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think coming from my kind of unbiased outsider's opinion here, I'll try and mediate. It looks to me from the outside that the Lakers and Clippers are the class of the West right now. This is a long way away, but I think the NBA is for kind of judging what might happen down the road, what might happen in April, May, June. And so I guess my question is what kind of would it mean for the city of Los Angeles if this is how the West unfolded in a battle between the Clippers and the Lakers, who I put those two teams on.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Lakers are off to a better start. They're on par in terms of what their goals and aspirations are this season.
Oh, for sure. And I'll sit here and I'll tell you all the good things that are happening behind the scenes with the Clippers organization. But you have to also acknowledge that the Lakers, after suffering for the last however many years, suffering, and their entire fan base suffering. I'm not laughing about that. I'm just saying it's been a rough go. And they also are looking really, really strong right now. And, you know, I mean, of course, with Anthony and LeBron, you know, added to the team and the way that they're playing together, I think it would be just, it's incredible for the city of Los Angeles. It's so, you know, they always talk about the East Coast bias. You guys know about that
yeah.
in baseball. I mean, and I think it happens in basketball, too, and especially when the Lakers, you know, used to be one of the the top franchises in the NBA were struggling in recent years. It's really cool to have both teams being talked about on a national level on a regular basis. And I think it's just great, you know, for all of us fans and all of us media people in the LA area to be covering it and involved in it at this point in time.
Jamie Maggio, Clippers courtside reporter. Jones is here on Gwen and Chris. Jamie, we talk a lot about, you know, Kawhi. We talk a lot about Paul. We talk a lot about the players. But Doc Rivers is doing the same job he seemingly does every year, this time with a better roster. What has his mood been like all year? I mean, because this is a team, as we talked about, that did pretty well last year. Has this team lived up to the expectations that he has set on them so far?
Well, Doc hasn't talked about expectations that he's had. And I'll tell you one thing, just as someone who has to go and do those interviews after the game with the coach, with the players, Doc Rivers is as even keel as they come. Even after, you know, the team lost in Chicago after that long road trip last year, last week, Chicago was the last stop. It was the second night of a back-to-back. They played 6 games in 9 days, and they should have beaten Chicago, right?
Yeah.
But you go after the game, and Doc is from Chicago. He had a lot of family there to see the game. He wasn't difficult after the game. He tells it like it is. I think he's honest. I think he's doing his best, you know, to manage everything. And obviously, there's a lot of negative media attention around the phrase load management, which is not a new concept.
No,
let's be
not
real. It's not. So knock it off and stop trying to say that, you know, that people are just looking for something and it's giving them, you know, giving the media something to talk about. But he's had to deal with that kind of stuff, and I think he's handled it really, really well. You know, and that's just Doc. He's a pro, the ultimate pro.
Yeah, this team seems to take after him with that even killness. Jamie, we appreciate you coming on. I have to do a better job of covering the Clippers on this show, so if you're willing, we'd love to have you on more often.
Anytime. My pleasure.
Jamie, we appreciate your
Thanks,
time.
Jamie.
We'll catch up later.
All right, guys. Take care.
That was Jamie Maggio, Clippers courtside reporter here on Gwen and Chris.